From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Clashes between Turkey and U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Force fighters eased Tuesday, a week after Turkey and rebel allies intervened in northern Syria with the objectives of clearing the border region of Islamic State and Kurdish fighters. U.S. spokesman John Kirby welcomed the pause in fighting, adding clashes only take away from the united campaign against the IS group. He said Tuesday the U.S. has not been acting as mediator between the two allies.
There's been a period of calm here over the last 12 to 18 hours. That's a welcome thing. We've made clear to both of them what our desires are in terms of the focus being on Daesh. But if you're asking me, are we in some sort of negotiating role or mediating role between them, the answer is no.
The commander of U.S. Central Command, General Joseph Votel, Tuesday said the Syrian Kurds have largely crossed back to the eastern side of the Euphrates River after helping capture the IS-held town of Manbij, a move designed to ease Turkish concerns about a future Kurdish autonomous region. The Associated Press reports children mostly under age 5 who have escaped the Boko Haram insurgency in Nigeria are dying of starvation in refugee camps amid allegations of theft of food aid. Iziaka Abdu is emergency coordinator for the medical charity Doctors Without Borders in Borno State.
We are receiving more and more malnourished children, especially from some camp. So this is really one of indicators we can say that can show. So we need really to do more to those people.
The Nigerian government has launched an investigation into the allegations. Brazilian lawmakers in the Senate are expected to vote Wednesday on the impeachment of suspended President Dilma Rousseff, a move that would end 13 years of leftist rule. This is VOA News.